Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
If I could look down on this path I walk from somewhere up on high, I could see the crooked road that I have come. I walked a mile in sorrow, I walked a mile in joy, and now I'm less afraid of either one. For every tear I've cried, there's a smile I have earned. For every mile I walk, there's a lesson I learned. And I'm not lost, I am exploring. Life is an adventure worth enjoying, though I may not know where I'm going. I am not lost, I am exploring. I am not lost, I am exploring. Some people choose to live their lives on quiet avenues, while others find a place in the parade. Some like me are seekers, we take less traveled roads, believing we can find a better way. And though I get discouraged, I won't be turning back. I have joy as my compass, faith as my map. I'm not lost, I am exploring. Life is an adventure worth enjoying. Though I may not know where I'm going, I am not lost, I am exploring. I am not lost, I am exploring. All of us are headed for the same destination, so why not blaze a trail that's got imagination? I'm not lost, I am exploring. Life is an adventure worth enjoying, though I may not know where I'm going. I am not lost, I am exploring. I am not lost, I am exploring. I am not lost, I am exploring.
Please join me in prayer on this day that celebrates love. There is only one. One life, one mind, one consciousness that is everywhere present. And this essence is a creative genius that has birthed universes, spins this planet, turning day into night and night into day. It is everywhere present. It is a peace so deep, there is no floor, no ceiling. It is the love that runs like a river alongside all life, with hope and joy and delight embedded in everything. It's in every activity, every breath, every thought. I know I am connected to this. It's at the very core of my being. It knows me better than I know myself. As this is true for me, each one here listening to this message today and well beyond is also firmly connected to the source of all that is. And I speak my word right now, claiming today's message, music, community, heals and unfolds in a way that brings each one closer to who they really are, to the goodness that runs right alongside all life. And I am grateful, knowing the truth of this. And with gratitude in my heart, I just lift up this prayer unto that activity of God that has already made it so. And together we say, and so it is. My name is Tamira Hume, and I am a practitioner here at our center. Here is today's affirmation from our Prayers of Wisdom and Vision book of Inspiration and Motivation. Everything in existence is an outpicturing of the creative force of the divine. The love of spirit flows through all creation, animating all of life, revealing harmony in all of existence. I am an aspect of this creative force. The love of spirit is acting through me at all times. Thank you.
Hello. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa Virtual Celebration Service. I am Tara Steele, the Community Minister. Whether you have been part of our community for years or have just arrived, you are welcome here. In this time together in spiritual community, settle in. Notice the support and the good that are available to you. If you're looking for ways to get involved, to be supported, to grow, visit our website, www.cslsr.org, and find what calls to you. The Center has been in Santa Rosa for more than 60 years because of amazing people who love this teaching and the vision of a world that works for all beings. We continue to thrive because of that generosity. Thank you. Today, we have a special guest speaker. Rachel McCreary has quite a diverse background. She is a Georgetown University-trained executive leadership coach and the CEO of Dow Leadership Development, Inc., where she has trained and coached thousands of leaders in organizations like American Express, Procter & Gamble, HBO, PayPal, and Harvard Business School. She was a professional theater actress and founded a nonprofit she led for several years after college. Most importantly, Rachel grew up in religious science and has been a member of multiple CSL churches all over the country since childhood. In 1993, she became a licensed practitioner at Agape under the tutelage of Michael Beckwith. Currently, she serves on the CSL Leadership Council and is in ministerial school at Holmes Institute, graduating later this year. We will hear Rachel McCreary's message after the music. And now, take a breath and settle in. Know that you are welcome here.
Get ready, my soul. I'm diving in. Get ready, my soul. I'm diving in to the deepest kind of love, to the sweetest kind of life. Get ready, my soul. Everything I've ever done, everything I've ever seen, everything I've lost or won, everything I've ever dreamed has brought me here to this present moment here, to a new beginning here, and I'm seeing life so clearly now. Get ready, my soul, I'm diving in. Get ready, my soul, I'm diving in to the deepest kind of love, to the sweetest kind of life. Get ready, get ready, my soul. 'Cause here I go, deeper, deeper, deeper than I've ever been before. Here I go, closer, closer, closer than I've ever been before. Here I go, deeper, deeper, deeper than I've ever been before. Here I go, closer, closer, closer to my sacred source. Get ready, my soul, I'm diving in. Get ready, my soul, I'm diving in to the deepest kind of love, to the sweetest kind of life. Get ready, get ready, my soul. Get ready, my soul.
Good morning, CSL Santa Rosa. I am Rasheryl McCreary, a practitioner with CSL Palm Springs, and I am so delighted and thrilled and honored to be speaking here for the very first time. Thank you so much, Reverend Edward. So today's talk and discussion and exploration is going to be about the infinite invisible, that divine presence that is everywhere all the time. So before we go into the infinite invisible, I want to talk about the finite visible, the world we are living in right now. Doesn't it feel like we are in the best of times and also the worst of times? So there's so much going on. There is, you know, the pandemic, which I call the pandemonium. There is seeming chaos and upheaval and uprising and churning and change and disruption happening at a breakneck speed. And we're trying to navigate through that. And so that's on one end of the spectrum. And the other end of the spectrum is, because of the pandemonium, because of all that has unfolded, we are also experiencing this deep connection in ways that we've not really slowed down enough to experience. Being able to connect with each other using technology like Zoom, being able to visit other churches, make communities outside of our geographical area, reconnecting with friends and family, and just really having an opportunity to connect with ourselves. Right. Some of us have had the chance to slow down, to be at home, to be in the house, to not travel or other things, and to have that time for deep connection with self and with spirit. So we're living in this sort of polar thing that's happening, these polar opposites. And I call this time Big Change Fast. And Big Change Fast is actually an exercise I do with clients. I'm an executive leadership coach. And so there's this exercise, an improv exercise that I will do with them and take them through. And it's really designed to help leaders navigate through massive change, high speed velocity, lots of complexity, things like that that they're encountering. And, you know, we are living through that right now. We're living through that big change fast. And the one rule of Big Change Fast, the one rule of this improv exercise is that you've got to be centered. You've got to be centered. That is the fundamental thing. You have to be in it, but not of it. And the same thing applies to the Big Change Fast that we are living through right here, right now, in this finite, visible place and space that we are in. You have to be centered in that which does not change, that which is unflappable, that which is untouchable, that which does not alter, and it is what it is since before the beginning till after the end, that which we call spirit or God or the creator. And so being centered is what allows us to sort of navigate through all of the different changes and the upheaval and all those things that are happening. So one of the things that's really interesting, if we use this improv exercise as a metaphor, you know, one of the things that's interesting is where you're centered. So if you are centered in, as I mentioned, in that which never changes, in the infinite invisible, then you can navigate pretty easily through, or fairly easily through, Big Change Fast. If you are centered in material consciousness, right, those external elements, those external factors in the world, it's very difficult to navigate through the kinds of changes and upheaval that we're going through, right? And so external or material consciousness could be things like Facebook and Twitter and social media and watching the news and, you know, all the things that get our attention, all the things that we see outside of us, that we see this finite visible stuff that we see, that we experience, that we're having an experience of, but that is not solid. Right? We can't place our centeredness. We can't center ourselves in the effects, because when we do, we've lost our way. We've lost our compass, and we're fundamentally out of order. When our center of gravity is outside of ourselves and something external, we're fundamentally out of order. And then it begins to pop up and manifest as dis-ease and disharmony and disgrace and disorder and all of these things that we are seeing right now. So the thing is that it's so important to be centered in spiritual consciousness. And Joel Goldsmith says, spiritual consciousness is faith and reliance on the infinite invisible for all things. Faith and reliance on the infinite invisible for all things. And the infinite invisible was Joel Goldsmith's language for the divine, you know, for that which has never been hurt, harmed, or endangered, which is not affected by the seeming chaos and disarray, that which is solid. And again, that which we call spirit or God or the creator or whatever name you call it, that which we are direct and unique expressions and emanations of, that infinite invisible. So we want to be anchored in that, not in our material consciousness. So, you know, one of the questions to ask or to explore is, how do I get more centered and more anchored in the infinite invisible when there's so many seductive, sexy, you know, things going on that want to grab my attention? I want to get sucked into what's happening with politics. I want to get sucked into what's happening over here. You know, there's so many things vying for our attention. And so how do I get rock solid planted in the rock? In the rock, right? The rock. And so it really comes down to cultivating a conscious, intimate relationship with the all that is. So today is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. And some folks are celebrating relationships. or wanting relationships or experiencing great relationships or thinking about relationships. And so this is a great day to think about how do I cultivate a conscious and intimate relationship with the infinite invisible. And conscious meaning awake, right? I'm awake. The blinders are off and I'm awake, undefended. I'm showing up. I'm alert, right? Intimate, close, closer than my hands and feet, closer than my breath, closer than my heartbeat. How do we develop that kind of intimate, conscious relationship with spirit? And so we know some of the ways, and we practice some of the ways that we do this. And I want to share this quote from Ernest Holmes that says, "There is a universal wholeness seeking expression through everything. We are calling it simply life. The religionist calls it God. The philosopher calls it reality. Life is infinite energy coupled with limitless creative imagination. It is the invisible essence and substance of every visible form. Its nature is goodness, truth, wisdom, and beauty, as well as energy and imagination. Our highest satisfaction comes from a sense of conscious union with this invisible life." I'll say that again. Our highest satisfaction comes from a sense of conscious union with this invisible life. All human endeavor is an attempt to get back to first principles, to find such an inward wholeness that all sense of fear, doubt, and uncertainty vanishes. I love this passage because it's speaking exactly to where we are right now and the antidote for our times right now. Right? We're seeking something that will banish fear and banish doubt and give us a sense of peace and calm and rootedness and anchoredness despite all of the changes and things that are going on. And that can only be found with a conscious union, as it was written here, a conscious union, a conscious intimate relationship with the infinite invisible. And so there are a couple things I want us to think about as we're looking at developing or cultivating that relationship. So one thing is that, you know, to be in relationship with something, a conscious, intimate relationship with the all that is or with a person, you have to know it. You have to know that presence. You have to know it, not just believe it, not just think it, but really know that you know, having had a felt sense of the infinite invisible, of that presence, of the divine, of that love, of that goodness, having had a direct experience, a palpable experience, a knowingness. And that is different and distinct from thought or belief. So, you know, one thing that for me, I grew up in this teaching. And so I know these words, I know these principles and ideas. And, but there was a time early on where I understood them, right? I understood what they meant. So they were thoughts and beliefs, but not a knowing. And when I was in college, I was in a very serious and traumatic situation where I almost lost my life. And in that situation and in this experience, it happened over several hours, and I very easily could have, you know, shuffled off the mortal coil in that experience. And at one point in the experience, as I was trying to figure out how do I get out of this, how do I get out of this situation, and at one point I just remember that I surrendered, and I surrendered, and I had the thought, God, if this is it, then thy will be done. And in that moment of surrender, of that moment of intense emotion and intense energy and just intensity, in that moment of surrender, I remember feeling, it wasn't a sudden, it wasn't like, you know, like a lightning bolt, but I remember feeling and sensing a presence and feeling and sensing and knowing exactly what to do and what to say to remove myself from that situation. And it was subtle, but it was powerful. It was invisible, but it was palpable. And it was real, and it was love, and it was goodness, and it was divine intelligence unfolding. And that was when I came to know the divine presence is real, right? Not just believe it or think about it or know it intellectually, but know that I know that I know that I know there is something greater than me. There is that which is more powerful than me. There's a divine intelligence that knows what to do, what to say, how to solve any problem, how to get out of any situation. And so that was an experience I had that has stayed with me. And it shifted my spiritual depth and knowing, because I was from that point forward in a certainty of knowing that there is something greater than me, and it uses me, and I have access to it, and it is centered in me, and I am centered in it, and there is nothing that can touch, hurt, harm, or endanger that presence. So that was a big shift for me. Now, you may have, and I've also had experiences where it's come from bliss, a state of bliss or joy. And so I want to encourage you to move into the space where you know the divine, where you know for certain that what we talk about, what we call God, what we call spirit is true, that it is all that there is. And sometimes you can have that experience in nature. It doesn't, so I described a trauma, but it could be in nature, that you are in nature or in the midst of such beauty that you feel and know the divine without a shadow of a doubt. Or it can be in a loving relationship or any number of ways and dances of joy that you can be in and have that experience of the divine. But that is where you start in the relationship, is knowing absolutely, having a knowingness of it versus a belief and a thought. And there's nothing wrong with beliefs and thoughts. They help, they get us there. But the knowing place and space is where we begin to embody. We begin to embody. We begin to live from that infinite invisible. We begin to allow it to use us. We begin to allow it to manifest through us as us. And so that is the first step of building that relationship, is being in that deep knowing. The second step and the second thing to explore is one of the most powerful aspects of communication, and that is listening, right? Just listen. And in that relationship, and this also works really well in human relationships, right? Just listening versus talking and busyness and activity. And the way that we listen is through our spiritual practice. So we can do that through meditation and through our sitting and our meditation, our contemplation, reading spiritual texts, all kinds of ways, being out in nature, being in that space and place where we can just be still and know that I am God. And we have a sense of that, that deep listening. And that creates a communion and a communication, right? The strongest, most powerful tool in communication is listening. Most people think it's talking, but it's actually listening. Listening deeply to the other. Listening deeply to learn, listening deeply to absorb. And so this is a practice that we enter into on a regular basis in order to be in conscious and intimate relationship with the divine. Listen to spirit. What is spirit saying? What is spirit urging? What is the impulse? What is the idea? Right? And we do that through our visioning, by listening and allowing spirit to fill us up, to infuse us, to inform our actions, inform our ideas, inform our decision making. Right? So that listening is really important in developing and cultivating that relationship with spirit. And You know, Joel Goldsmith says, go within to unleash the infinite invisible. I love that. Go within to unleash the infinite invisible, not within to your own knowing, not within to your own mind, not within to your own whatever. Going within and just waiting on the Lord, as my grandmother used to say, right? Just sitting and waiting and listening and allowing yourself to be filled up with Spirit. So that is a sort of a second practice for cultivating this relationship. And the third practice I would suggest is for cultivating this relationship with the infinite invisible is say yes, to say yes. You know, what's interesting in improv, that's the golden rule. I said it's being centered because I think you have to be centered first. But the golden rule of improv, as I talked about in Big Change Fast, is say yes. So whatever's coming your way, say yes. Don't resist it, right? Because if you resist it, then the improv sort of goes off the rails. So you say yes. And so I think the same thing applies here in cultivating this conscious, intimate relationship with the infinite invisible. Say yes, right? That is a form of surrender, not in the sense of being a victim, not in the sense of not having boundaries, right? But in a sense of just, it's faith of knowing that you're surrendering to something that is greater than yourself, that has your back at all times, in all ways, in all places, in all spaces, right? And then you're able to just say yes, to just let go. And there is the in part of that, yes, there is the surrender, but there is also the divine yes, the divine urge that wants to move through you, that wants to express through you, right? That wants to manifest through you as you. And saying yes to allow that to have full sway. Saying yes to allow that which wants to emerge through you to have full sway versus controlling, clamping down, trying to redirect, trying to suppress, trying to, you know, keep a lid on everything. And then it just, you know, it's going to blow up anyway. And so that saying yes is so important in developing this relationship. And it's really, again, it's not about not having boundaries. It's about releasing distractions and releasing resistance and allowing that which wants to unfold and emerge through you as you to do so. So this is how we cultivate this conscious, intimate relationship with the infinite invisible. You know, it's so easy to think when we hear these words infinite, meaning, no, you know, without end, on and on and on forever, invisible, not, you know, not, you can't see it with the senses, can't be perceived with the senses. It's easy for those to be abstract. It's easy for those to be trite things to say. It's easy for those to seem distant or not quite, you know, even the words, you can't quite get your arms around it, just like you can't quantify spirit. And we can come into knowing of it, maybe not seeing it, maybe not quantifying it, maybe not through our human logic, but we come into knowing of it. We come into the embodiment of it, to the feeling of it, to the relationship, the conscious, intimate connection of it through our going within, through our saying yes, through our really being open to knowing it as our life. That is the antidote for our times. Right. That is the antidote for this big change fast that we're in, the churning and the turning and the disruption. That is the antidote, because what we know about the infinite invisible is that it is the port in the storm. It is the shelter of the Almighty. It is a place and space that we can be and we can be in it, but not of it. And that is how we navigate through these times. Not only is that how we navigate through big change fast, it's also how we become the change we want to see, right? We be the change we want to see. We be the consciousness that we want to see manifest, because we're aligned with the internal, we're aligned with the infinite invisible, not aligned with the finite visible. And the more of us who are aligned and anchored in and knowing and living as the infinite invisible, the world changes. The outpicturing changes. Right? You don't see people grasping on to old structures and wanting to go back in time and holding on so tightly and fighting and willing to die for, you know, the old things or the external things. You have a group of people, a mass consciousness that is aligned with the infinite, aligned with that which holds all the answers, which has all the solutions, which holds all possibility. That which existed before the beginning will be here after the end and is here right now, back of every experience and every situation and every circumstance. So I invite you this Valentine's Day and this whole month and this whole year that's already off to a big start, I invite you to cultivate that conscious and intimate connection with the infinite invisible and to anchor yourself in that which is truly your rock and truly your true, will truly help you navigate through all of the things that are happening now and all of the things that are to come. So with that, let's turn within. And so we turn within right here, right now, acknowledging and knowing absolutely there is only one thing happening. And that one thing is God. That one thing is Spirit. It is known as the Creator, whatever name we call it. It is what it is. The infinite, invisible, that always is, that always shall be, that is what it is. The infinite. That divine presence. Sweet Spirit. So we just recognize right now that that is all that there is. Everywhere present, everywhere possible, everywhere expressing. There is not a spot where God is not. And so I speak the word this morning, knowing absolutely I am made in the image and likeness, and out of this infinite stuff, this God stuff, I am made in the image and likeness and out of pure Spirit, a unique expression of the Most High. And I know that just as this is true for me, it is true for each and every individual at CSL Santa Rosa and everywhere. And so aligned with my true identity, I claim and proclaim that this day and every day indeed is good and very good. I claim and proclaim this day and every day is good and very good, no matter the appearance, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, that God is. Life is, Spirit is. And so I speak a word of blessing right now for CSL Santa Rosa, for the community. I speak a special word of blessing for Dr. Edward, knowing right where he is, God is, in all of its glory, all of its fullness, all of its magnificence, working through and in and as him. I know that this community is blessed, so mightily blessed. Overflowing with abundant blessings, overflowing with abundant health, overflowing with abundant life, overflowing with abundant possibilities, growth and magnificent creativity. I speak a word knowing that the health and vitality of each individual in this community is whole, perfect, and complete. And I know that this word that is spoken covers not only this community, but our entire world, our cosmos. Anyone needing a word this day is blessed by this word. No matter their experience, no matter their circumstance, God is at hand. The infinite invisible is supplying all. Supplying all. And I am so grateful for this awareness. I am so grateful for this word. I am so grateful for this truth. I am so grateful for the all that is. And so I release this word now because I know it is complete, it is done. Release unto the law and completely fulfilled. And so we just say together, and so it is. And so it is.
Happy Valentine's Day from my little house in Guerneville to wherever you, the viewer, may be. I know that some of you are right here in Sonoma County, but our Sunday services team tells me that we have visitors each week from throughout the United States and even beyond. Isn't technology great? To make the most of the resources our center has available for you, no matter where you live, my first best tip is for you to simply go to our website, cslsr.org, and scroll down until you see the picture of a typewriter. Click on this picture, and behold, you have arrived at the weekly online bulletin section. No matter what event or activity you are interested in, you will find it listed in the bulletin with clickable links that will take you right where you want to go. This week I was talking with Alicia and Sue on speakerphone as they worked in our bookstore. They want me to remind everyone that for many of the months this year, they have books that are recommended reading to accompany the monthly topics. So click on the word store at the top of our homepage to take a look. Some years ago, I visited the town of Assisi in Italy. Starting Monday, March 1st, Reverend Tara is teaching a four-week class called In the Footsteps of St. Francis. Doesn't that sound great? The last class this semester is Lifting Each Other Up with Reverend Joyce DeFalla. It begins on Tuesday, April 6th. Well, hugs and loves from my house to yours. I hope you have a happy Valentine's Day and a wonderful week ahead. And thanks to all of you for being part of our amazing spiritual community.
Heaven today, I am walking the road of heaven right now, singing, I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing love today. I'm choosing love today. Choosing